Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist in Geneva. And this month I'm speaking with Adrian Hurst, ICT leader for English secondary at the Institut International de l'ANSI, IIL. Adrian will be speaking with us this month about artificial intelligence. For more information, please visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind. Adrian, in which ways may students benefit from artificial intelligence at school?
Right. There are some obviously some ways in which students can benefit by using AI in their own work and offloading some of the rote tasks, we mentioned this earlier, to an AI. But one of the main ways I think education itself is going to evolve and incorporate AI to the great benefit of the students is by allowing a more personalized and a more differentiated experience for each individual. That is something we're already doing at IIL, and I'm sure many other schools in the region are also doing the same thing, and having a look at some of the AI-backed analysis of student progress, so that with the benefit of an individualized analysis of data coming from a particular student, their levels in particular areas and studies, we can propose the best next steps to that particular person, not in the traditional model where everyone in the class might be doing the same thing. So this is just differentiation, but taken to a brand new level.
Right.
This could even begin become an entirely virtual tutor per student again. And these are tools which are potentially in development right now and be very interesting for us to follow as they come more and more online.
So on the other side of the coin, if you like, on the one side, kind of bespoke educational tools specific to each student. On the other side, what are some risks of using artificial intelligence at school?
I think the largest and most obvious risk is to do with academic honesty. Mm. This is a very important feature in the landscape of education, a big idea when it comes to any qualification. Certainly the IB body is very keen to impose a strong sense of academic honesty, as are all of the other academic institutions. So an AI provides a student with a golden opportunity to improve their work and sometimes to, in fact, compose an entire piece of work without the interaction of the student at all. Now, that clearly is not okay. So that's a big deal. We're actively educating our students to be aware of this and also explaining to them that as AI develops, obviously there are measures which are developing to detect and prevent this taking place. So it's a particularly risky course for a student to take, and they need to understand that. I think secondly as well, something which tends to fly past us as adults and also our students is the idea of data security. We're all fairly well versed now that our emails are readable. The content that's in those mails, in fact, when we tick the box to say we agree to the 48 pages of terms and conditions that we may not have time to read, we're often agreeing to something we weren't fully aware of, that our data will be analysed and used in hopefully very moderate and very humane ways. With AI now, we're sharing even more data. And we are, very often that data is very personal. We're asking very personal questions. And that data is, of course, being recorded and harvested and put to use. I think, finally, probably the third risk, one which is a particular concern to me because I have a direct and personal relationship with the students in our school, is the risk of the AI being used to create harmful content. So we have already seen this, very unfortunately, in and around Europe, that AI technology has been used to produce materials, very often photographic materials, which can be extremely upsetting, very damaging, and have a legal bearing and implication on the future of the students involved. Now, a 10, 11, 12-year-old child may not be in a position to appreciate just how much that joke at the time is going to affect their future in 10 years' time. And that worries me deeply, and it's something, again, we're very keen to impress upon our students, to be very careful how they use AI.
Thank you very much, Adrian. If you would like to hear that show again or more from our Kids in Mind series, please visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on iil.ch.